Very excited now to bring in Ashton Eaton, gold medalist at London 2012 in the decathlon. And as I said before, you could make the argument as the greatest athlete in the history of humanity, being that he is the world record holder in the decathlon. And Ashton, I was just wondering, and by the way, he's here to talk about Gillette's Rio 2016 campaign, Perfect Isn't Pretty. We'll get to that. But I was thinking about the trials, and I'll never forget, you know, here was Dan O'Brien, the world record holder, and he started off with a height on the pole vault that maybe was a little too high. He had a bad day. You could even say he had a bad hour. And I thought it was abysmal that they didn't let him represent the United States because of that. Have things changed since then? I mean, what if you have a bad day?
That's a great question. Things have not changed. The United States sticks to the strict and rigid rule that the trials is the gateway to the games, and the top three go, despite who thinks they deserve to go or not. You have to perform. So yeah, that's the deal.
So you should just maybe put like 5 feet on the pole vault just to make sure you get a couple hundred points, just in case, right?
Yep. Funnily enough, that is, the pole vault is honestly the turning point, I would say, mentally for an athlete, a decathlete, where as soon as you clear that first bar, you just, oh man, it's like the weight is off the shoulders. You know, even at the Olympic Games in 2012, I was waiting until I cleared that first bar. You know, nothing was guaranteed until I cleared that first bar in the vault, and then I thought, yes, you know, I think I've got this.
So the fans, we all think that's the hardest, and you agree that's the hardest.
I would say it's definitely, yeah, it's the hardest time to go through. Maybe not the hardest physically, but it's the hardest time to go through for sure.
Well, I remember when O'Brien, and this was the early 90s, the world record holder was, I think it was 8,800 and something. And now that you are at 9,039, the question begs, and I've asked people over the years, and some say yes, some say no. Do you think physiologically we'll ever get someone, a human being, to get to 10,000 points?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, it's not, to me, it just makes sense. It wouldn't be that surprising. And a lot of times, maybe the constraint that makes people say, wow, or I don't think so, is the time constraint. But just maybe this is something in mathematics. I was never a mathematics major or anything. But if given an infinite amount of time, progress shows or has indicated for pretty much all of human history in every aspect of any pursuit that we inch forward always. You know, we never stagnate in any of our pursuits. So I would say if that remains true in the decathlon, even if it's 1 point increase every 300 years, you know, eventually we'll get to 10,000.
Well, you think about it, we'll never land a man on the moon. There'll never be a 4-minute mile. And yeah, you're right. I guess that's true. We're speaking with Ash.
Well, I'm just saying, things typically happen a lot quicker than we anticipate as well, so we may surprise ourselves.
Yeah, very well said. Ashton Eaton has joined us, and I remember, I'm 50, so I remember LA 84 very well, and of course the Soviets had boycotted after Jimmy Carter had boycotted Moscow 80, but there was the decathlete gold medalist was Daley Thompson, I'm sure you know very well, and he had kind of a wild hair that he would try American football. And at that time, the Raiders were in L.A., and so head coach Tom Flores ran him out there. He wanted to try to be a wide receiver, and Tom Flores said, great athlete, very fast, doesn't know how to run a pattern, has no hands. Now, when I think about you, you were a football player. In fact, you almost played football and never even got on the track, right?
Yeah, that is true. In high school, I was mostly recruited, and my letters mostly from colleges mostly were about football. But unfortunately, well, actually, fortunately for me, you know, track and field, I love the team aspect of football, but I also love the challenge of track and field, of pushing myself individually. With a team, you oftentimes have to rely on the other members, but there was something about doing it myself that was really attractive to me.
Don't you think it's interesting, too, Ashton, that here you are arguably the greatest all-around athlete on the planet, and yet you can walk down the streets of America with you know, anonymity most of the time, and yet probably in Europe they know you better there, don't they?
This is absolutely true, and I'm not quite sure. You know, I don't care. I don't want more fame and recognition or any of that. Mm-hmm. I don't tend to see myself as the world's best athletes. I know that's the title that comes with the Olympic decathlon champion and world record holder, but I personally have seen athletes who perform feats that I definitely couldn't do. But I think what the decathlon does is provide a really measurable test of an overall good athlete. And I say that because in track and field, you have the hard numbers of time, distances, and height. And you could see an athlete play tennis or play football or basketball, and you can say all these things like, that was an athletic move, or, man, that run was unbelievable, the best run I've ever seen in history. You can't measure it. It's just some sort of intangible thing. Mm-hmm. But track and field, you can measure. So.
And you know what I was just thinking about? You know, will there someone get to 10,000? Maybe if you have if you guys have a son, and people don't know, your wife Brianna, a fantastic Olympic athlete who represents Canada, maybe you guys will bear the child to do that. All right, one more question before we get to Gillette. Rio 2016. I know a lot of fans are like, "Oh no, the Zika virus! Oh, there's so much crime down there." But just to tell people who do want to go that it's not like they're walking into a devil's den. It's not that bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not something that we are personally, my wife and I, worried about. I think always before an Olympic Games or before any big event, people try to hone in on what are the problems. And it's a natural tendency. When I go to practice, I'm trying to fix problems all the time. What are the problems I'm trying to fix? You know, I highlight the problems in order to get to the good stuff. So it's just the nature of the deal. But in the events that I've been to, whether it's been China, London, you know, I've been to Brazil before for track meets. Everything has gone smooth. People are really good at performing. You know, even the people putting on the meets have to perform. And so I think everything will be fine and fun. And there's a lot of events in South America, track and field-wise, that are every year that go great. So no reason to think otherwise.
All right, one of the cool things representing Gillette is I know it's a worldwide brand, so you get a lot of athletes in other sports as well. And for the Olympics, you have a perfect isn't pretty campaign. What's this all about, Ashton?
Well, they called up and they said, hey, we've seen some of your pictures, and we have this campaign, Perfect Isn't Pretty. No, it was I worked with P&G in the past, and Gillette obviously being part of that family. They had called and they showed some interest and said, hey, we thought we'd like to work with you. And, you know, with my prior experience with the P&G family, I thought, hey, this sounds great because I had a great time with them. I really liked some of the things they did in 2012. And then they started talking about the story or the campaign they wanted to tell around the game and myself and themselves in parallel. And as soon as they said Perfect Isn't Pretty, I was like, oh, I totally get it. I'm totally on board because what it is about is everyone having these goals. And the pathway to accomplishing these goals is riddled with problem fixing and failures and things that aren't quite up to snuff that you have to overcome. And just telling that 90% story, you know, people always see the product. They always use the product. They always see the Olympic Games and the performances and the product of all the hours of work. So that's really the 10. In some cases, maybe even less than 5% that they see. And there's all this other time that they don't see of rough hours and days and years of stuff that people have to overcome in order to achieve that thing that most people see. And so they said, we want to tell the story. And what do you think of that? I said, absolutely. I think it humanizes athletes. I think it humanizes a brand, letting people know that, look, we care about what we do so much that we're willing to go through decades of struggle to try to achieve something. And then the second part was, once you do achieve what you want or a certain goal, that is now the new starting point, and it's not where you finish. And I also definitely agree with that as well.
All right, great stuff from Ashton Eaton. Make sure to check out the Fusion Pro Shield and all the other products from Gillette from the Perfect Isn't Pretty campaign. Fingers crossed, everything goes well at the trials, and then if you know down in Rio, let's shoot for you and me together. Let's shoot for 9,100 points this time. Get over across that threshold.
Absolutely, it is. You know, if I can help to inch it forward closer to that 10,000 mark, then I'll do everything I can.
All right, great stuff. Good luck, Ashton. We'll be down there with you spiritually, man.
My pleasure. Thank you.